Monday morning and episode number 107 in A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. I'm your host, Chris Spade. Stay with us.
Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate Podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate, the podcast where I feel it is my job to help you make smarter financial decisions about real estate and your finances. And the reason I started this, people ask me, why did you start this podcast? And the big reason I chose to start a podcast and start doing this was because I knew I was failing financially, so I started doing a lot of research. I know it's very disconcerting to talk about your finances, and it's very it's embarrassing sometimes to talk about your finances. And I feel like just getting it out there and really telling people the mistakes you made, to know that you're in good company and you're not a total screw up, you're not a total flake. And so I want you guys to just remember that as we're going through this process. And I get a lot of questions on personal finance and budgeting because as I shared with you guys last week, in the last month, I have been able to pay off about $12,000, $13,000 in debt. Now, I know that's unusual for a lot of people. They're not able to do big chunks of debt like that. You know, I do sell houses. That's my primary job. And we make good money doing that. And so what I'm doing is I'm just taking chunks and just boom, putting it down on debt. But what I wanted to talk about today is if you can't do that, there's a plan. And there's a plan I've followed. And I want to talk to you about that today. So we're going to be bringing elements of Dave Ramsey in, which some of you know I've taught Financial Peace University, and then we're going to be bringing in elements of a very good book that I would highly recommend that each and every one of you read, and it's called The One Thing. And The One Thing has been a book that is really changed my life. And it was written by Gary Keller, who is the CEO, well, not the CEO, he was the former CEO and founder of Keller Williams Realty. He is the chairman of the board, and he is a fantastic educator, and he wrote this book with Jay Papasan, and it's called The One Thing. And it's not a very big read, long read, and it's not a terribly complicated read, but there is a lot of good tools, and you can get a lot of these tools off theonething.com, and it's thing.com. And so one of the things I pulled off of there is knowing your finances. And so one of the things that you have to do in order to get free from debt, right, is you have to take a close look at what it is that you've got, because in order to move forward, you have to come to reality with what you have. So it's like if you were going to the doctor because you were sick, you have to come to terms with your illness before you can begin the healing process. And this is kind of the same thing. Debt is not necessarily an illness, but it does cause a lot of stress. So here's some interesting statistics that I just that came across in this article. And it says, if you're stressed, money is often related. One recent study reported that 83% of employees report at least some sort of financial stress, and 16% say their money-related stress is either high or overwhelming. So if you're in that category, this is the podcast for you. Do you have poor health? A recent study from Northeastern University concluded that high financial debt is associated with high blood pressure, both poor overall health and mental health in adults in their mid-20s to early 30s. So, and some of us are in our 40s. And so if you're feeling that stress, then this is the podcast for you. If you're hitting a tough, rough patch in your relationship, it's been long discussed that money issues have a top contributing factor to divorce. Stress over finances has recently even been found to be bad for your brain. And so this is what we want to talk about. My big goal is to become debt-free. My big goal for you all is to become debt-free. And so that's why I want to spend so much time talking about it. And you guys seem to be responding to this. And so I wanted to explain that even more. So you have two priorities, and you have to determine, there's two priorities in order to be to get rich. And the first one is getting out from under your debt. That's the first thing. So we're going to focus on one thing, and that's what we're focusing now. And the second thing is building wealth. And so we have to decide which category we fall into. So if you're not debt free, then building wealth is going to have to be put on the back burner for now until you become debt free. And then as you're building your wealth, that becomes more fun. It almost becomes a game. Actually, getting out of debt almost becomes a game. It's actually kind of fun to see those numbers go down and down and down. And so let's talk about getting out from under your debt. You know, the Federal Reserve estimated, and we've talked about this before, that household debt was $13.4 trillion in 2014. And getting out of debt is a process that won't happen overnight. This is according to an article from The One Thing that I pulled off the website. Your goal may be to be debt-free someday, but you have to work backward from that end to determine what you have to do now. And so part of that is getting really real with your debt, and you need to pull all these resources together, and you need to do that sooner rather than later. So let's talk about that and ask yourself, The One Thing asks this question all the time throughout the book. And if you read The One Thing, it asks this question. It says, what is the one thing I could do right now such that by doing it would make everything else easy or unnecessary? The answer to this immediate question will help you get rid of the debt down the road. So you have to ask yourself that. So now, for those of you that know me, know that I have subscribed and I have taught Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, and it's fantastic. And so Dave, the first thing Dave says is that you have to put together an emergency fund, because I know we've talked about this on our podcast, and Dave even says it too, but it's something ridiculous, like 65% of Americans couldn't handle a $400 emergency bill that popped in their lap right away. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we have an emergency fund of $1,000. And that $1,000 you are going to be able to pull the cash from in case anything happens, a car repair, a medical bill, you name it. You just want to be able to pull it and be able to take care of that. And so that's what I want for you. So make sure you have that $1,000 and you build it up as fast as you can. In Financial Peace University, Dave Ramsey talks about, and Dave Ramsey, by the way, has a really good podcast I highly recommend that you all listen to. He's fantastic. I also listen to Susie Orman. Dave Ramsey, though, has been one of the people that has really helped me out the most from afar. He's one of my mentors. In terms of becoming debt-free and wealthy, I also have a couple other within Keller Williams, and they're the ones that actually introduced me to Dave Ramsey and Financial Peace University, because they were over $600,000 in debt. I am not that far in debt, and yet they were able to pay off all their debts. One of my other mentors was $1.3 million in debt at one time and was able to pay off all that debt. And remember, you can negotiate some of this away, but the tactic for Dave, when he talks about after you get your $1,000 emergency fund, is he talks about the debt snowball. And so so one answer to paying off your debt is start with the lowest balance first. Dave Ramsey uses this idea in his approach to paying down debt, again, called the debt snowball plan, which by its definition is to pay off all your smallest debts first. So what you want to do is you want to list out all your debts. You take the smallest debt first. So let's say you have a credit card that's got a $500 debt on it. That is your smallest one. And then you've got a car payment, a student loan, a medical bill, whatever it is. You're going to lay them all out and you're going to order them in priority of which one is the smallest, taking interest rate out of the equation. And so what you want to do is you want to start with that smallest one first. So you start with that credit card, and let's say the minimum payment is $50. You're going to make the minimum payment, and then you're going to pay a little bit more on top of that. Then what you're going to do is you're going to keep making the minimum payments on all your other debts. After you're done with that, after you're done paying off that first one, you're going to take that $60, remember, because the minimum's $50, and then you're going to take that extra $10 and you're going to roll it over into the second debt that you've been making the minimum payment on. So let's say the next minimum payment's $150. So you're going to be adding $60. So you're going to actually be paying $210 to that debt. When that one gets paid off, you're going to take that $210 and roll it into the other minimum. Let's say that's $100. Then you're going to be rolling over that $210. So you're going to be paying $310 a month until it's all paid off. And then you get caught up in your debt is completely paid off. That is called the debt snowball. And what that will do is it will take you down to almost nothing. Let me tell you, there is no greater joy and comfort than paying off your debt. Period. It is one of the most fantastic things I've paid off. I just paid off a credit card. It was like absolutely amazing. So that's what we're going to talk about for today, is the debt snowball. So my homework for you guys is I want you to go and list out all your debts. Figure out what those debts are, and then let's start paying off the smallest one first. Remember, this is not my idea. This is from Dave Ramsey and the book, The One Thing I Read. And again, you can get a lot of download tools off theonething.com. One thing I did want to say is that in The One Thing, they put this, and you can Google this, it's called Freddie Mac's Monthly Budget Worksheet. Now, many people, you know, I'm on mint.com and whatever, but one of the things that I found is that that there's some things that are actually missing. If you go to the one thing doc, or excuse me, freddiemac.com, and just go to Google Freddie Mac Monthly House Hold Budget, and it's a three-page worksheet, which I think is absolutely fantastic because it breaks everything down. And so it talks about the monthly budget, the actual what you're spending, the difference, and any notes you have to make. And you do this every single month. Now remember, we're going to set our budget every single month. First of all, though, let's talk about paying off those debts, because part of that, you're going to have to transfer those debts onto this monthly budget, and then we're going to start putting together our monthly budget. So that's what I got today for that. Stay tuned, because I want to talk to you about what's going on in North Park. And yes, some of you are asking me, Chris, what about commissions? There's a lot of places that are giving me my money back and giving me some of their commissions. I'm going to talk about that. Stay tuned. So let's just talk for a second about what's going on in North Park. So 92104, currently active, there are 200 properties over in North Park with 127 pending. The active days on market are 18. The average listing price, $883,824. The active listing price per square foot, $538.01. Now, in the last 12 months, a total of 391 have sold, with an average sold price of $829,347. That's an average list-to-sale price of 94%. So if you're listing your home and your home is priced well, you can expect to get at least 94% of your list price on your property, with an average sold price per square foot. Listen to this. $680.31. So it's a little bit higher, but that just tells me that the homes that are selling, the square footage is a little bit smaller, you know, over the last 12 months than what they were now. So if you have questions about your neighborhood, just let me know, 619-818-2992, and I'd be happy to run those numbers for you, because right now we are shifting. We've talked about the shift. And speaking of the shift, you're going to be noticing that there is some companies out there, I will keep them nameless right now, but they are running around and they are kind of staking out open houses in the area. I've noticed them in the Metro District. They came to one of my open houses when I went outside to chat with them. They took off because I didn't think they wanted to. I wasn't going to be confrontational, but I was just very curious. And I kind of know what they do. So what they do is they kind of bombard you as soon as you get out of the open house and tell you immediately if you download their app. And you start using their app. And when you put in an offer on a property, that you'll be able to get 25% of the commission back. And so what I wanted to talk to you about that is that, first of all, there's a lot of people who will ask a lot of realtors. Now, we have said this before. When you list a property, commission is negotiable. It is 100% negotiable. I'm telling you right now, I do not negotiate. And the reason for that is because of quality and customer service. I'm going to have to give up something if you want to cut something. I cannot give 100% of my time, my customer service, and my quality of service if I have to give up my commission, because there's more motivated people who want to work with me because those things are important to them. And so what this company does is they'll tell you, that will work with you, and we'll take 25% and give it back to you, or whatever it is. They take a flat fee. I don't even know what they do in terms of that, but I know that's what they're doing. Their side doing that. And so, anyway, the one thing that I have to bring up, and people have asked me about it, and will you rebate some of your commission? And the answer is no. And the reason, what I want to ask you, and I really want you to think about this: if somebody is so desperate to get business that they're paying you to work for them, do you think that shows that they have the skill set in this skill-based market in order to get you the best price for their property? And oh, by the way, they're also going to be 1099-ing you for that money that they're giving you back. So you're going to end up having to pay taxes on that. Then it goes one step further. You know, skill, we talk about skill. This is a skill-based real estate market right now. They're not going to negotiate the best price for you. In my last sale, I was able to get the seller $12,000 more than they would have if they would have worked with someone else. And the last buyer I represented, I was able to get $20,000 off the price and negotiate a $5,000 request for repair. You see, these other companies may say, oh, we're going to give you this back. But when it comes to negotiation, they are not strong at negotiation. In fact, I love going up against them in a transaction because I know I am going to make it a win for my client. Now, you know me, I like to make every deal a win-win deal, but the truth is they're not skilled at what they do. All they are is they call themselves disruptors and ambassadors and order takers, and that's just basically what they are. So if you really want drive-through service, then you do need to work with someone like that. They will give you exactly what it is, drive-through service. It'll be fast food real estate. That's exactly what it is. If you want to work with somebody who is going to protect your largest asset, then you need to give me a call, 619-818-2992, or get me on the web at alwayssunnynesty.com. I hope you guys are having a great day, everyone. Be good to each other. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.